Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. NASCAR fans, welcome back down Pit Road. This is your host, Ralph. We're talking about NASCAR Sprint Cup Series action. Really excited to be talking about Throwback Weekend. We are going to the Lady in Black this weekend. But before we get there, we'll review last week's action at Kansas, all the explosions. And before we get there, we'll quickly just go over where you can find us. This is for Sprint Cup NASCAR Series action. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. That's what we do here is we talk about what we saw last week, what we're going to see this week in terms of some picks we might use to win on sites like DraftKings, NASCAR, FanDuel, right? Like, we want to try to take home some daily fantasy money. That's what we do here at Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment for football, for baseball. These are sports where we can go in there, take down a $50 contest, take down a $100 contest. We want to start to do that with this. And so we're learning together as we develop this more knowledge about the Sprint Cup series of racing in general. So that's who we are. You can find us at www.tigerbombsae.com. All the Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment podcasts have their own page there. So you can click on the Pit Row page, and then you can listen to this podcast there. You can also watch it via the YouTube page there. If you want to watch on YouTube, you can. You know, search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. The page will come up. You can catch everything we have there. The true crime, all of it, you know, the football mostly. Mostly football and true crime on YouTube outside of NASCAR. Where else can you find us? If you like to listen to your podcast on the go, you're a person that likes to listen to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, you know, any of that sort of a stuff, you can search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. Like and subscribe, then you will catch all of the episodes of Pit Row as well as the episodes of the other podcasts we have at Tiger Bomb. If you are a social media person, Facebook or Twitter, just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. You should be able to find it, no problem. And then you can catch links to the shows there as well. So another cool way to keep up with us. All right. So if we venture back to last week, we got to talk about what we saw go down at the Kansas Speedway with the Advent Health 400, because tempers are flaring at this part of the year for NASCAR. There's a lot of drivers looking to make a playoff push, a lot of drivers trying to, you know, solidify a playoff push. So there's some tempers starting to flare here. But as we would get underway in this race last week in Kansas, as we start green, Byron and Larson are up front to start. You know, Chastain is quick, and he's into second right away. So the order becomes Byron, Chastain, Larson, Reddick, Truex, Logano now. The cars are all over the track, though, at this point in the race, and so no real lines. It's like guys are feeling it out. Like, it looks like when I was a kid, I would play with my Hot Wheel cars. Like, they'd just be all over the track, right? They aren't running in two lines. So guys feeling it out, right? Something happened with Byron, though. He starts sliding back a little bit. Reddick starts moving up, though. Five laps in, Larson, Chastain, Reddick, and Byron battling for the lead, and then we get our first caution. Larson gets turned around. Everyone avoids. Reddick was trying to fill the hole behind the leader car, Larson, before Chastain could creep up, and then he accidentally taps Larson in the back, and so that's what sends him a little spinning. Chastain works to avoid, though. Good job by him. One of the few times you're going to say he went out of his way to not wreck somebody, but more on that later. We're green again, and Reddick and Chastain up front now. Cars still everywhere, 10 laps in now. And then Bell and Ty Gibbs are running well, 6 and 7 now, flying to the front, those Toyotas. Truex and Hamlin are third and fourth now, so those Toyotas are paired. So the Toyota's strong as expected to start that race. And then all six Toyotas at this point are racing in the top eight. So a lot of what we expected to see there. Green flag racing here as guys feel it out. We start cycling through our green flag pits. 37 to go in stage. McDowell brings it in. Only LaJoy remains, who needs to pit to complete the cycle. And with 34 to go in stage, he does so. And so we're all through. Bit of lap traffic at this point now. So Truex and Hamlin racing for the lead. We'll lose from the 14 on pit row. So Chase Briscoe, that's going to be a penalty probably into this week, maybe. If memory serves, another pit crew was able to catch the wheel, bring it back over the wall. We'll see if NASCAR penalizes them for that. I did not look into that in full candor before this show. 23 to go into stage one, and then the order becomes Truex, Hamlin, Reddick, Gibbs, Suarez, Wallace, Keselowski, and then Bell. And then Brad K pitted early on in lap seven, and so he'd been out there really since, just running a very long stretch. And so he's stretching it at this point, hoping to have enough fuel to make it to the end of the stage. 15 to go, same order. Brad K is 13th now, so he's dropping back further. So that car's on old tires, low fuel. Larson has his car back in the top 10 now. The car is good after that spin around. Two to go in stage. Hamlin takes the stage. So the Toyotas are strong and as expected in that first stage of the race. So we go green again, and Hamlin and Truex are up front. Truex and Hamlin not really challenging one another, just hanging around. And then we get a caution. Turn two, Cindric into the wall. He had a flat, was running 19th, and so we get a restart for stage two now. Wallace out front now. Bubba Wallace, another Toyota. Chastain and Larson up there with the Toyotas now. So the five is a rocket at this point. Larson is probably the best driver, but that car is so good too. Hendrick Motorsports, man. So the order is Wallace, Truex, Larson, Chastain, Hamlin, Gibbs at this point in the race. Reddick battling. Nearly wrecked, but he keeps it going. 30 to go. We have Truex, Larson, Hamlin, Wallace, Chastain, Reddick in stage two. So we get a caution. Turn two down the back stretch, the 10 of Almirola. And Ty Gibbs having some difficulties during a pit stop there. But we would go green again. Larson and Truex out front. Another caution. Eric Jones off turn two again. The 48 has a flat. That brings out the caution. So we get a crazy restart now. Four wide in some cases on this restart here. But the order becomes Larson, Wallace, Hamlin, Truex, Busch, Kyle Busch now, Blaney now, eight to go in stage two. Another caution, Christopher Bell, crazy spins off of two. He hits the sidewall very hard. Immediate response team on the scene now to check him out. Very hard hit. Restart to go with three to go in the stage, and then we get another caution. Logano is going to take the stage because of the caution, but Kyle Busch in the eight car gets tangled up on the restart, and he's sent spinning, and then, you know, Rowdy has to get towed into the garage area. So not a great time for him. Restart now, 97 to go. Larson, Hamlin, Wallace, Elliott, Blaney, Reddick, Truex. That's the order. As we start stage three now for the final leg of this race here, Toyotas are still strong at this point. Reddick's moving. He's fast, and he knows it. Then we get another caution. Ty Gibbs gets loose. Tried to save it, but couldn't. He's got a lot of damage, shredded tires and everything. I mean, just a ton of damage. And so we go green again with 84 to go now. So the order is Larson, Hamlin, Elliott, Reddick, Blaney, Wallace. And then we get the caution. Harrison Burton spun around. A little more mixed in now. Toyota not all up front so much now. And then we go green again with Truex, Logano. I don't know who that was. Truex, Logano, I don't know who's there. But then Larson is fourth, Elliott, Grayson, Suarez, Hamlin, and that's 71 to go. Dillon. Truex, Logano, Dillon, Larson, Elliott, Grayson, Suarez, Hamlin, 71 to go. Truex and Dillon stay out on that last caution, and so that's how they're able to kind of get up to the front with the rest of these guys. The 42 goes spinning, so that's another caution. First four cars didn't pit, so they have a leg up here. Green now again, action all over the track. LaJoy, Byron, Larson, Hamlin, Priest now. Byron and Larson moving. They race up to first and second. 54 to go now in the race. The order becomes Byron, Larson, Hamlin, Truex up top. Caution, turn three. The 43 of Eric Jones gets turned around. 11th caution of the day. He's the reason there. Restart now. The order is Byron, Larson, Hamlin, Truex, Logano, LaJoy. Chastain working his way up. He's fourth now, 40 to go. The three racing hard now. Dillon is 10th. Larson ahead of Byron now, 26 to go. Hamlin able to nose past Byron. The order is now Larson, Hamlin, Byron, Chastain, Wallace, Logano, 25 to go. 15 to go. Bubba Wallace is fourth now. So the order is Larson, Hamlin, Byron, Wallace, Chastain, Logano. Hamlin, he charges, but he couldn't quite get to Larson, basically. Larson's got a little distance on him, so he can't quite catch him. Seven to go. Lap traffic can't help Hamlin. Pretty much Larson is cruising at this point in the race, and then with two to go, Hamlin stays in So we have two laps to go. I'm sorry. I was so excited. I couldn't even see what I was writing here because it becomes jumbled because Hamlin's trying to keep it. He's trying to, you know, stay the course. He's trying to stay with Larson. He's trying to make a move on him, and he's chasing him down these last couple of laps here. But he stays into his side, and then Hamlin eventually turns Larson. Like, he just straight up turned him on purpose, you guys. And when I say turned him, like, you know how these guys say moved him? Like if it was us out on the road, you know, it would be like a road race thing because somebody would say, like, you wrecked me on purpose. He moved him. He moved him. He turned Larson. Larson able to correct and get second, but Hamlin stalked him, drove right up to him. He did a good job, and Larson did a good job trying to hold him off. But you know, Hamlin took second. Trying to hold him off, but he took second. Larson, on the second look, doesn't actually touch. Hamlin on the second look doesn't actually touch Larson, it appears, but Kyle Larson still gets into the wall playing the chess game. Like, it just looked like it was going to be close. I don't know. There was some sort of a friction there, and that's building drama between them. Basically, it was tough racing, tight racing down towards the end. And as we're getting longer into the season, those two tempers are flaring. Kudos to Larson for saving it, getting second. I mean, that's incredible considering how aggressive this was. Even Denny Hamlin's pit crew chief guy, you know, he's on the earphones, and even he's saying, you know, Larson's the best driver in the world, man. Like, they might have won on Sunday, but they know that Larson, that five, that dude is a legend already, and he's so young. And they played a little game with him on Sunday and came out ahead. Big win for Denny Larson. Obviously, big win for you know, Joe Gibbs Motor, you know, Joe Gibbs Racing. I feel like it's going to come down to it again, and Hamlin shouldn't be surprised if in the playoffs Kyle Larson returns the favor. This is the same thing that Hamlin did to Chastain last year. So, big win there. Clean win for Denny. Clean enough, it appears, but there's some friction there. Clean enough, we'll say. That's his fourth Kansas win, by the way. Back-to-back wins for the Toyota. We talked about Toyotas being strong, talked about doing that on DraftKings. It went okay on DraftKings. I kind of mixed in the Fords as I said I would. That was the undoing. If I would have just straight went Toyotas, Team Toyota, you know, even just mixing in the manufacturer or the different, you know, racing companies and just staying with that manufacturer, it would have been better. So lesson learned, but we still took something away from it. So 2 weeks of green, which is good. But after the race, we get action from Noah Gragson and Chastain, who, you know, again, it's a situation where Chastain aggressively driving and Gragson, you know, is the one who gets wrecked at the end last race there. They get into it and Gragson comes up to him and Gragson grabs him. And, you know, he's got him by the collar. Chastain tells him to let him go. He doesn't. So Chastain pops him one. That's fair game. You know, you come up to somebody, you grab him, and you're pushing him, you're shoving him, and he popped him finally. But tempers are flaring. You know, Gragson afterward didn't say anything anybody wasn't thinking. Chastain has got a reputation. People know what he does, and then you see it every Sunday, and then it's like, you know, he's got a reason for it, or it wasn't my fault or whatever. And, you know, yeah, I think Gragson is right. You got dudes you respect, like Chase Elliott, in your ear telling you beat his ass. Like, I get it. I completely get it. But one thing Gragson's got to do is maintain his composure. Chastain has got energy to burn for you, brother, but you don't got it for him. You're new to just, you know, primarily being on these cup races. So you got to really focus on what you're doing and don't let those tempers take away from any momentum you want to try to build here with this opportunity. Just my two cents. But if I were Gragson, I would like to see him run more of these other races. He should run the Xfinity Series races. And I see Bubba Wallace doing that this weekend, and I see Bubba Wallace running the trucks. I'm getting ready to sign off, guys, so I can go watch the trucks. But I like that. If you're struggling at the top level, take advantage. And so maybe more of these drivers who are in the position with their team, I know it's not a lot that can do that, but maybe they should think about that. Anywho, let's look forward to the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway this weekend, the Lady in Black. We'll go to South Carolina for the 1.366 mile track length race. Purse is 7.7 million, y'all. Race distance, 293 laps. That's 400.2 miles. Used to be 500 miles for the throwback race. And so if you're unfamiliar, we're going to have these throwback schemes. It's great. That's cool. I like it. It would be like if your NBA teams, you know, wore the throwbacks or whatever. Like, obviously, they do that sometimes for games. So same sort of a deal here, guys. We'll go throwback, and stage breaks will be at 90 and 185, and then again at 293 at the end of the race. Most recent winner here is Eric Jones. He's done pretty well for himself here. A couple things we want to look out for. Five different drivers have won the last five Darlington races, and so maybe somebody new to take the perch again. Toyota has won four of the last eight Darlington races, with Chevy having only one win in the last 12. That's another thing we really got to pay attention to. So Eric Jones is the only driver under 30 years old to win at Darlington in the last 15 races, so experience obviously leading the way here. The last three Darlington winners got their first win of the season. So that's something to consider. I mean, I'm thinking in my mind already the guys that you can formulate a plan with based on this data. Eric Jones represents really incredible odds. Like, the obviously Vegas isn't thinking you have a shot, 65-1, because he only has two track victories and only seven top tens in his 10 career starts. But he's led in five of his last eight starts here, led laps in five of his last eight starts here. So this is his best race by far. You want to try to get a little Eric Jones in there if you can. You know, outside of that, I'm thinking my strategy from last week on DraftKings would be good here, where I went Toyota and Ford, and I should have just went Toyota and Ford this week. So as I'm thinking about these teams that I'm making, one thing that I can't get away from is being able to go Stewart Haas and then Larson and Bell. Now, to me, that's like the best Toyota, the best Chevy, in the Fords. Like, that's a power team, because you can't really do, you know, all Gibbs team. You can't really do, you know, all whatever other teams. But that combination right there, I think, is going to be something special on Sunday. So full candor with you guys, like, I've been building some momentum in the last couple of weeks, and I want to keep it going, but placing a lot of faith in that. But I certainly will try to get some exposure to Eric Jones. I think about it now, you know, I got to heed my own advice. I've got to play him. I don't think I played him in even one lineup, and I've got three lineups. So I'll do another one with Eric Jones. So that'll just be four. But stick to that, guys. That'll bring us victory, hopefully. And we'll just come back here next week and talk about what we saw. All right. Good luck if you're playing. Hopefully you guys enjoy watching the race. Peace. See you next week.
This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.